Good evening. Good evening and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Rob Imperato, Coach Rob as many know me. And tonight's topic will be, of course, what I really feel is empowering and totally powerful in our culture, emotional intelligence, also known as social emotional intelligence. We're going to discuss, at least give you some input on why it's important and how it really impacts our daily lives, which I really feel, again, the importance of this, knowing this when you're younger really helps you manage yourself. But a quick hi there to a couple of good friends of mine, Barbara, who's on the line, and Kristen. I'm glad you joined us this evening, and I'm glad that I'm able to share this time with you. One of the topics on the blog radio is called the neighborhood shrink. It's a listing that in this blog radio system, we label it so it can be filed and looked at appropriately. Let me give you a little background on it. The neighborhood shrink is what name I acquired when I was young. I'm talking about 14, 15, 16 years of age in our group of friends who at the time had to be outdoors and meet outside because there was no internet nor cell phones, and when you wanted to get together, you got together. But many of the individuals, as young as they were gravitate to talk to me. And one of them came up, you are the neighborhood shrink, being as a psychiatrist, not my height. And it stuck with me, and I realized in later years that was what I was meant to do. So here I am talking to you about one of my great subjects that I really use and help people understand what it is. Social-emotional intelligence is the ability to identify, use, understand, and manage emotion in a positive way. It helps us relieve stress, communicate effectively, empathize with others, which is so key to relationships, overcome challenges, and diffuse conflict resolution. Emotional intelligence impacts many different aspects of our daily lives, such as the way we behave and how we interact with each other. When we talk about the four quadrants or the four competencies, number one is self-awareness. It's recognizing your own emotions and how they affect your thoughts and behavior, knowing what your strengths and is what we call weaknesses, but I do not like to use that word, knowing our strengths and things that we're not as strong on, and having self-confidence. Self-awareness, being aware of what we're feeling. When I work with young adults, often ask them what they're feeling, they're not sure. Well, the common is, I'm angry. Well, what is making you angry? Is it disappointment? Is it a value of yours that's been as respect or something that has been crossed? What are we feeling? Now, understanding our self-awareness and self-emotions help us manage that. That's when we come into the self-management part. If we're understanding our emotions and how we're feeling, we can then respond rather than react. Respond rather than react. And when I asked someone to define it, I was at a group meeting, coaches and psychologists alike, the definition was 10 seconds. What's the difference, 10 seconds? It's the amount of time we spend on thinking how we're going to react rather than to respond rather than react. I thought it was an amazing definition. So the difference between react and respond is about 10 seconds worth of our thought. And if you notice, when we do react, we often feel that we've misjudged or we felt we've done something wrong. This helps us manage that. Managing it controls the impulsive feelings and behavior and helps you manage those emotions in a healthy way. By that, I mean if you know what you're feeling, and rather than reacting in a situation where our behavior shows a side of us that maybe we don't really feel them, maybe we don't want people to know and understand, that helps us prevent that. There's less regrets as we go through that. Social awareness, which is number three, it helps you understand the emotions and needs and concerns of other people. You pick up on their emotional cues. You feel more comfortable in the social environment and recognize the power of dynamics and group organizations. By that I mean, if you walk into a room and you can sense the positive energy, and there's someone with a negative energy, you'll be able to sense that as well. This helps you accommodate your response to them or your interaction with them. Reading and looking for body language, which is so incredibly important. Understanding the body language, what that represents, whether it's facial expressions, you know, the shoulder shrug, the tone in which they're talking, it is the nonverbal response that we're looking for to understand better. Relationship management is just that. It's how do we manage our relationships? What are we seeing with others? How do we connect with others? What cues are we picking up from the social awareness can help us react? Often, it is said that someone's in a bad mood. So if someone's in a bad mood, how do we respond to that? Do we take it personally that it's us that they're mad at? Or do we see it as they're in a situation and possibly how we can help them? It's incredibly powerful, the four quadrants of social emotional intelligence. If you think about your own daily life and you think about when you go through the day and what your thoughts are, and any of you who have spent any time with me, I constantly ask the question, how many thoughts do we create a day on an average? And it varies, depending on what study. But it varies between 50 and 70,000 thoughts per day. So those thoughts, being negative, will create a negative emotion or a negative response. Managing that and understanding what we're feeling. So on a daily basis, how important is it to really think about what we're feeling and what we really want to show ourselves to be? It really helps us with our performance at work. It helps us with our physical health, definitely our mental health, and in our relationships, I said, but also our relationships with ourselves, how important that is. Do we often think about how important a relationship with ourselves is? That's where that negative self-talk comes in. And then what are we feeling? And there's an emotional scale that you can look up and down from hopelessness to joy. And there's a great large difference between the two. Where are you feeling on that scale? Why are you feeling? What is creating that? And think through it. When you turn the positive, the negative to positive, it really helps you accomplish what you want. Empathy. In our culture, and I'm so sad to say this, in our culture, this is something that is going by the wayside. There's a lack of empathy. And the difference between sympathy and empathy is, simply put, sympathy, you're really feeling sorry for someone. You're understanding their stress. Empathy can include that. But empathy is really putting yourself in their shoes. And it does not have to be a situation where you're feeling sorry for someone. It could be understanding if they're in an emotional distress or they're working hard or they forget things. You put yourself in their place. You can respond to them and create that relationship from that. Motivation. What motivates us? What makes us feel good? And if it motivates us and makes us feel good, then why are we not doing more of that? It leads to our happiness. It leads to social skills. This ties in with that social awareness and relationship management. How do we handle ourselves in social situations? And, you know, social skills also tie in with your place of business and your work. Having those skills to kind of respond or react to a boss or a coworker and understanding how their days are going and creating a team aspect. I think one of the leading things I feel about social emotional intelligence, one of the greatest aspects of it, is that it's responsible for up to 80% of life's successes. 80% of life's successes. You can have a tremendous IQ and a tremendous drive, but if you don't manage all that goes around it, it falls apart. And let me give you an example. When some of these winners that win the lottery, and they win millions of dollars, and there's a couple of actual cases, I can't remember names, but I'm always amazed at it. One was that he won $45 million and was bankrupt within 3 years. Another one, I think, won between $50 and $60 million, bankrupt within 5 years. There's a void that they were trying to fill in, and not understanding what the true value of what they had accomplished with that money. They wound up using it to try to fill the void. Well, here's where the self-awareness comes in. If you're aware of what you really want, what you're feeling, you don't need that money to buy the material things. It's the self-fulfillment that we so dearly want. Social emotional intelligence really helps us understand that. The four quadrants, again, are self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, and relationship management. And this, again, is responsible for our greatest successes in life because it's how we deal with stress, emotion, transitions in life, things that happen to us that are not necessarily good, whether it's divorce, death in the family. How do we come back from that? This is where social emotional intelligence plays a part, of being aware of what you're feeling and understanding when there is a challenge or a transition in life that it really is on the negative side. How do we come back from this? How do we find that belief to understand that we're not just what happens, whether we lose a job or a loved one? We understand in ourselves. And when we understand ourselves and manage ourselves, we get the best of ourselves and we feel good. Being aware of our behavior, being aware of how other people see us is an incredible tool to use. And I use it this way, if I may. Most recently in a group setting, I had handed out a piece of paper just with the put your name on top and circulated around the room. Then I handed out another piece of paper, and I asked those person to fill out what they felt were good qualities in themselves. Now, I don't like to use right or wrong, good or bad, but I asked for some positive qualities, good qualities they see in themselves. And I asked the group around the room to circulate that paper. Let's use the name John. John had one paper with his name John on it. He sent it around the room. John had the other piece of paper with his name John on it, and he filled out some of his qualities. Well, it took a little while, and I asked for the first volunteer, and the results were really incredible and powerful. And the reason I say powerful, because it gave us a chance, myself included, to see how other people see us compared to how we see us. And I would say unanimously, everyone had some really great feedback, and for many of them, I didn't know people saw me like that. Well, that's what I'm saying. So we don't need to wait to see how other people see ourselves. It's about us seeing who we are and understanding our strengths and our great qualities and expanding on them. This is where social emotional intelligence comes in, and managing those situations and having social awareness. But when you walk in a room, seeing somebody that may be shy or not comfortable and maybe talking to them, or seeing someone that's aggressive and you may not want to deal with that, so you handle that in a different way. It's what we do. Social emotional intelligence is how we manage our life from the inside out. Everything else falls into place if we're doing well with this. Remember, it's about our physical health, our mental health, and our relationships with others and ourselves. I'm going to sum it up for this evening, that I want you to take a moment after this call and reflect on yourself. See what you feel you do, your qualities are, and things that you feel good about yourself. And understand that what comes from in is what reflects outwardly. Give yourself an opportunity to enjoy who you are. Understand what you're feeling. And when you go through the day tomorrow, identify what you're feeling. Good, bad, or indifferent. Identify. What gave me joy? What am I feeling good about? What am I feeling not so good about? What is creating that negative feeling? There's always an underlying issue. And anger is the one subject that our culture uses all the time. I'm angry. It's an angry culture. Taking that time to understand more about who we are is what we so deserve. So I'm going to let you go for this evening. And I'll thank you for allowing me to come to you and talk about this a little bit. And I'll leave you with the note. The Neighborhood Shrink lives on. Have a great evening, and thank you for tuning in. And I will send the information out for my next radio show with the topic that we'll be discussing. Have a great evening.